No, it was great. I mean, well, you look at like Destroy All Monsters, and you know, they had four singles, and you know, the Mutants had a couple, the Reruns had a couple, you know, to mention some there. Yeah, it's hard doing it off the top of my head, and these are bands that I wasn't, you know, involved in. You know, there were all kinds of, you know, I mean, that was a thing. It was like the gates were open, and people, you know, we issued our 45, and, you know, shortly after, the Zooks came out with theirs, and, you know, it's in stores, and, you know, independent record stores, and, you know, if you were in a band, you were going to record stores, and if you saw, well, they can do it, we can do it, you know, but it did take, a certain amount of discipline. You had to get some money, you know, and you had to, I remember I helped the Ivories issue their record, and I remember they were like all happy, and they sold some at a record convention, you know, at somebody's table. I mean, they didn't have a table, but they, you know, the guy bought records from them, and they were like all happy and stuff, and they were like, let's go get Cokes and hamburgers, you know. And I said to him, I said, man, I said, dude, it took you a little while to make that money. Like, yeah, yeah. I said, why don't you hang on to it so you can make another record, you know? And like, no, we're hungry. So they're taking the money. It's like, oh, look, Bob, we made 10.52. Let's go get some hamburgers and Cokes, you know. And